This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. And in this segment of the program, taxes, how the government goes after tax cheats, and how you can get it right when you file. In a moment, we'll hear from the IRS commissioner in answer to your questions. But first, this bit of news. The IRS is doing some insourcing. It will no longer hire private contractors to collect delinquent taxes. Instead, it's hiring more of its own agents. That's a small reversal of the outsourcing trend that accelerated during the Bush administration. Last year, the government spent almost $500 billion on contractors. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
For the last couple of years, the IRS has been using private bill collectors to go after delinquent taxpayers. The contractors work on commission. They keep up to a dollar for every $4 they bring in. IRS employees have long argued they could do the same job more cheaply in-house, and independent observers agree. But Colleen Kelly, who heads the IRS Workers Union, says during the Bush administration, saving money wasn't the point.
This was an initiative by the previous administration to privatize federal jobs. It was never about how the work could be done at the least cost and most efficiently for taxpayers. If that had been the criteria from the beginning, this program would have never gotten started.
As government contracts go, the IRS project was small potatoes in the tens of millions of dollars. But this week, President Obama ordered government-wide reforms in contracting, saying that could save taxpayers some $40 billion a year.
We will stop outsourcing services that should be performed by the government and open up the contracting process to small businesses. We will end unnecessary no-bid and cost-plus contracts that run up a bill that is paid by the American people.
Contracts with the two IRS bill collectors expire today, and the government says they won't be renewed. The IRS is keeping the collection function in-house will not only be more cost-effective, it will also provide more flexibility for cash-strapped taxpayers, since IRS employees can offer more payment options than the private contractors could. This year, the agency is planning to hire more than 1,000 additional agents to beef up its collection efforts, and the contract employees who have been doing the work will be invited to apply. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.